So what is the second half? What is this, the second half that we're looking for? The second half is Aiki. Aiki, harmonizing with energy and forces of the universe. This Aiki side of Aiki Ninjutsu. Our use of Aiki comes from the martial arts systems of Kyushin Ryu, Jiu-Jitsu, Daito Ryu Jiu-Jitsu, and Aikido. This is the other half of the yin-yang, or the yin-yo of our martial art. The problem with Aiki is that it tends to be too far to the other extreme. Reihai Ueshiba, founder of Aikido, is quoted as saying, "The art of peace is the principle of non-resistance because it is non-resistant. It is victorious for the beginning. Those with evil intentions or contentious thoughts are instantly vanquished. The art of peace is invincible because it contends with nothing." What does this mean exactly? The art of peace? Right from the beginning, it is talking about something greater than the warrior. It is not talking about the warrior becoming invincible, but about the art being invincible. It is not about the warrior developing the skills and strength to be invincible. It is talking about the art itself and its principles of non-resistance. Because of this non-resistance, it is victorious from the beginning. Those with evil intentions, the other people, or contentious thoughts, are instantly vanquished. The art of peace is invincible because it contends with nothing. Aiki doesn't resist anything, the art or other people. This is why Aiki is the other half of the equation. Everything from this side of Aiki Ninjutsu is all about non-resistance. The warrior is going to use ki, but it is not about their ki. It is on the inside. But instead, they are concentrating on the opponent's ki and the energy of the situation to include the forces of nature. The ninjutsu half of the Aiki Ninjutsu is where the warrior focuses on ki from within their bodies and what is going on within the micro-universe inside them. These are two halves to a puzzle, and that is why Aiki Ninjutsu was formed. These two arts perfectly complement each other. Ninjutsu is linear in its movement, strategy, tactics, and philosophies. Aiki is a circular approach to movement, strategy, tactics, and philosophy. Ninjutsu practitioners aggressive in its approach to combat. Aiki is more harmonious and supple. Ninjutsu takes a more masculine approach, while Aiki is more feminine. One is about the me, and one is about the other person and forces in the world. Instead of knocking them down like the ninja's Koto Ryu strategy of knocking down a tiger with their hands, the Aiki approach lets the opponent attack, lets them do what they want, then blends with their energy in order to gain control and take control of the situation at hand. Soki Hatsumi wrote about cultivating the strength through the warrior martial training from within. We build this inner strength, this inner confidence, and then it reflects out into the world by becoming so strong and so powerful, so invincible, that the warrior can appreciate the flowers. It starts from inside. The Aiki approach is a little different. Another example of this Aiki external focus can be found in a quote from Reihai Ueshiba. "When the warrior bows deeply, the universe bows back. When the warrior calls out the name of God, it echoes inside the warrior. There are external actions that create something within the warrior. By behaving compassionately, the warrior feels more compassionate, and therefore they will truly become compassionate. Then when the warrior applies what is to be taught in the Nimpo teachings, the warrior will demonstrate compassion, and eventually the warrior will become more compassionate. Once you become more compassionate, you see more compassion in your life, and people become more compassionate towards you. It's a circle. When the warrior completes this process, and it is whole, it is the system that perpetuates. Life is a constant process of relationships, both nurtured and ignored. The warrior can't live or act in a way that is isolated or secluded. He or she has to free their mind so that they don't come to conclusions or think that they already understand how the world works. The warrior has to be more open-minded and free to move in harmony with everything in their environment. They must be willing to move directly with what is being said and done around them. How can the warrior infuse their consciousness into their experience? How can they be a part of what is happening? This doesn't mean that the warrior is trying to control what is happening for their own selfish needs, which is commonly taught in some ninjutsu traditions. The warrior should not think about how they control the environment to get what they want out of it, but instead use their Aiki teachings, which ask, how can I be a part of the environment? Very different kind of thinking. Not thinking, how can I have what I want, which is the nature of suffering, but more of a, how can I want what I have, which is the nature of peaceful living. Aiki Ninjutsu students truly love humanity and nature and being part of it, part of what's real. They need to be a part of something that is beyond what they are now. They understand that they are not perfect, but will continue to grow and learn. It is the constant focus of self-improving and self-perfection. As warriors, they realize that they may never be perfect, but this is the philosophy of Aiki Ninjutsu, and it is the Jizakan way. This has been an excerpt from the book, Aiki Ninjutsu, The Twofold Path of the Warrior.